certainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
2-0 the count on Trent Loyola's new pitcher in the ballgame. That's Arthur LeBeau, the right-handed redshirt junior from Lindenwood and a Wisconsin native. Has worked in 5 games so far this year for Lakeshore and worked 8 for the Chinooks a few summers ago in 2021. 2-0 the count on Loyola's. The right-hander Andrew Neal getting lifted mid-plate appearance due to injury as the 2-0 misses low and outside. Count now 3-0. The right-hander LeBeau last worked on the June 9th contest against Green Bay, a 12-7 loss for the Chinooks as the 3-0 fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. An inning of 2/3 of work for LeBeau in that defeat, allowed 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, no walks, 2 strikeouts facing 9 rocker hitters. The 3-1 to the Northwestern Wildcat, Loyola swaying and a miss on an outdoor heater. It's now 3-2. Neal's line is finished as this is now LeBeau's batter. 3 2/3 for Loyola, allowing 1 hit, or I should say for Neal, allowing 1 hit, no runs, no earned. Walked 4, struck out 2 on 66 pitches thrown. The 3-2 with 2 outs, nobody on. Bottom 4, the payoff to Loyola. On the outside corner, got him looking. It's a 1-2-3. Bottom of the 4th. First 2.5 batters taken care of by Neal. Half a batter finished there for the right-hander LeBeau. We head to the 5th at Witter Field. 7-0 the score in favor of the Lakeshore Chinooks. Another inning incoming for the right-hander out of North Georgia, Matt Hurd. You're listening to Rafter Baseball from historic Witter Field on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, it's WFHR and it's locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
.789 for the Rafters as we enter the top of the 5th inning. Out on defense, it's the Chinooks to the plate as they lead your Rafters by a score of 7-0. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio on WFHR, bringing you the 19th of 72 Raptor ball games this summer. First pitch missing up and out to the switch-hitting catcher, Sam Hunt, hitting from the left side to begin this frame. Hunt 0 for 2 in 2 plate appearances, flew out to right field in the first, drew a 6-pitch walk, and later scored most recently in the third. The 1-0 pitch missing up and out again from Hurd. It's now 2-0. Nick Paulson got the start for the Raptors today, going 2 innings, allowing 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, walking none. striking out. Uno in 50 pitches thrown. Sam Arnold, a third of an inning, throwing 27 pitches before giving the ball to Hurd. The 2-0 pitch to Hunt. This is high for ball three. No action down the line for the Rafters. Hurd working 3-plus in his last outing. It came here at Winter Field on Wednesday against the Green Bay Rockers. Could see some more length out of him here today. The 3-0 coming here from the right-hander. This is high for ball four. Back-to-back walks drawn by Hunt. He's aboard for the second time today. Dominic Kibler 0-for-1, drew a 7-pitch walk back in the third inning on 7 pitches. First at-bat, only at-bat of the day. An inning-ending 4-3 put out to the second baseman, Mason Onati, back in the first. You're just joining us, 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third for the visiting Chinooks in this 7-0 ball game. First pitch from Hurd to Kibler, in there for a call and strike. 7 runs on 7 hits, no errors. For the Chinooks, no runs on a hit, 2 errors, both coming in the first 2 batters of the top of the first from Wisconsin Rapids. McGuire holding the runner on at first, the 0-1. This one hit in the air center field, drifting into the left center gap. How about the wind? The two Northwestern Wildcats converging in the gap. It's the left fielder Trent Loyola's calling off his collegiate teammate Owen McElpatrick for the first out of the inning. Runner on first, one away. Hurd a pitch away from getting the Rafters back into the dugout potentially if he can get a ground ball here from the third baseman Billy Scaldiferri. Scaldiferri 0-for-2 today, one of the few Chinooks in the order that hasn't gotten on base. Grounded out 3 unassisted over to Max McGuire to start the second. Most recently popped out to McGuire in foul territory in the third. Hurd's first pitch to him. A breaking ball that lands right over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Top of the order, fourth time around in the on-deck circle for Lakeshore. That's the right-handed hitting center fielder Prince Dabowski. Has had quite the day at the dish for Lakeshore after not playing in last night's game. Long pause from Hurd with 6 on the pitch clock, the 0-1. This one hits softly on a line. It's going to one-hop to McIntosh. High baseball IQ. He flips to second one over to first in time. An inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. Kyler McIntosh. Some heads-up defense for the Raptors as Matt Hurd faces the minimum for the second straight inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 9-1-2, do it for the Raptors. McIntosh, McElpatrick, and Mason Onati. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom 5, 7-0 Lakeshore at Winter Field. The Rafters trail this second game of a 2-game series with the Chinooks. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR on this Father's Day. I want to give thanks to my dad, who is in attendance here today down in the home plate club. My dad, my mom, and my brother making the trip to Wisconsin Rapids for the next few days, getting to spend some time with them very much looking forward to after the game today. And the off day tomorrow is the first pitch to Kyler McIntosh from the right-hander. Arthur LeBeau misses down in the dirt for ball one. It's also Ag Day here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors with one of their four specialty jerseys of the year. They'll have the all-whites, the Mossy Oaks, and the USA-themed jerseys later on in the summer. McIntosh today 0-for-1, went down swinging back in the second as the 1-0 pitch misses low and away. Andrew Neal, the right-hander, leaving in the middle of the fourth inning due to injury. LeBeau took over and struck out Trent Loyolas, picking up a 2-0 count that Neal had worked himself into. 7 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Chinooks, no runs on a hit, and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. McIntosh swinging right through that 2-0 delivery from LeBeau. Noah Rodriguez, the right-hander from Siena, getting loose down the left field line in the Raptor bullpen. Will be the fourth arm used today in Mike Spear's pitching staff. The 2-1 to McIntosh. This one tapped foul down the third baseline. I want to give credit to Raptor hitting coach and third base coach Chris Wilsey. He's out there in a sweatshirt today. I don't know how Chris is doing it. Black sweatshirt to go with the black bottoms and the black coaching helmet down the first and third base lines. The 2-2 on the outside corner. He got him looking. McIntosh down on strikes for the second time today. It's the first out of the fifth inning. Owen McElfatrick to the top of the Raptor order. We go for the third time. The Tampa, Florida native and sophomore from Northwestern is 0-for-2 today. Flew out to left field back in the first. Grounded out to the third baseman, Scaldiferi, to retire the side back in the second. Looking for some McElfaction at Witter Field with the Raptors trailing by 7. The first pitch, front door breaking ball from the right-hander LeBeau, is called a strike. When we get to the top half of inning 6, it'll be the top of the order for the fourth time. Two up for Lakeshore, Dabosky, Murat, and Hennings. The 0-1. Patrick popping this one in the air down the first base line out near the top of the grandstands. That one will touch down foul. It's 0-2 on the Raptor center fielder. McElfatrick and Trent Loyolas, the collegiate teammates in the Big Ten. The sophomore McElfatrick played in over 50 games, 51 to be exact, making 50 starts this past season. A 286 hitter and an OPS over 870 with the Wildcats. The 0-2. Missing high. Double-digit long balls for McElfatrick in his second collegiate season. 11 homers with 37 RBIs and 14 two-baggers. Had 2 homers and 6 runs driven in against Milwaukee back on May 8th. The 1-2 to Owen McElfatrick misses down the dirt and outside. It's 2-2. McElfatrick got on base at a 359 clip this spring, slugged 519. And has been the leadoff hitter for the Raptors in all 4 games he has played in since joining the team in the middle of the week. The 2-2. Foul tip into the glove of Hunt for strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs for LeBeau to start this top half of the fifth inning. 2 up, 2 down. Mason Odati, 2 plate appearances today, has yet to record an official at-bat. 4-pitch walk drawn by Mason in the first. Led off the third by drawing a 6-pitch free pass. Hitting from the left side, the first pitch from LeBeau. Called a strike on the outer third. Nadi attended Olin Tangy Liberty High School out in Powell, Ohio. Claimed All-State, All-District, and All-Conference honors 3 times in high school. The 0-1 pitch is called a strike on Nadi. Quickly, nothing and 2 on the freshman from Tulane. Did not see time at Tulane this past year, but put up some gaudy numbers in high school, setting career marks and batting average of .455 hitter. Stole 65 bases in his time in high school as the 0-2 misses down low, a ball and 2 strikes. Set single season marks for hits, 46. Was a .500 hitter his senior year. Stole 37 bases and scored 50 times. Led the team to 2 conference titles, 3 sectional championships, and a district title. Mason's father, Jimmy, played baseball for the Florida Gators. The 1-2 pitch, shot back up the middle, ranging out to his right wisdom. That'll get past his glove. Rossler will field in the shallow center field grass out in front of the dirt, but there's no play to be made. It's an infield single for Mason Onati. The second hit of the afternoon for Wisconsin Rapids comes with 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jorge Degatti's 0-for-2 today. The Miami, Florida native grounded out 3 unassisted back in the first, most recently flew out to left field in the third. Leading off first, Donati being held on by Schwalbach. 7-0 Chinooks. The first pitch to Degatti misses low and out for ball one. A returning Raptor is Degatti. 39 games played in last season, had 147 plate appearances with 131 at-bats. As a 328 hitter, led the team in average, got on base at a 401 clip, slugged 382 for an OPS of 783. The 1-0 pitch misses up high for ball two, a back pick to check in on Onati. Mason dives into first safely. One homer for Degatti with the Raptors last summer. He already has one for Wisconsin Rapids this year. That came back in their last win at Copeland Park on Monday, 5-3 over the La Crosse Lager. Drove in 14 runs and a pair of doubles for Degatti in his 39 games a season ago. The 2-0 pitch misses out in the left-handed batter's box. Three straight balls thrown to number 18 of the Raptors. The Miami, Florida native has spent time as a part of three different college baseball programs. Was in his home state in his freshman year, 2022, with the Florida Gators, 2023 with the Indiana Hoosiers, this past spring with Nova Southeastern. The 3-0. Degatti taking all the way. It misses low and outside for ball four. Jorge aboard for the first time this afternoon. Onati the second. Raptors two on with two away here in the fifth. Max McGuire out of the cleanup spot, an opportunity to drive in some runs for the Raptors. McGuire today is 0-for-1 at two plate appearances, drew a 7-pitch walk back in the first, popped out to the shortstop Rossler most recently in the third. The 6'2 junior from the University of San Diego steps into the right-handed batter's box. As LeBeau set the first pitch on the outside corner, it's called a strike. 6 at-bats for McGuire this spring. Went 1-for-7, I should say, 7 at-bats. Made one start for San Diego and 5 total appearances. Lone knock came against Dallas Baptist, where the right fielder of the Chinooks, Joey Narrett, plays his college baseball. He scored on his trip around the bases as well. Look back at second, Onani not being held. Dancing off second, the 0-1. This is low to even the count and a ball and a strike. McGuire did not play his sophomore season due to injury in 2023, and 2021-22 attended the University of Oklahoma for his freshman season. 53 at-bats he received for the Sooners, hit 189. 6-for-53, he had a pair of homers, 6 walks, and 8 runs scored in the 16 games he started. As the 1-1 pitch skied in the air, deep right field in foul territory, Narrett giving chase near the Chinook bullpen, he won't be able to flag it down. Count now, a ball and 2 strikes on the Raptor first baseman with 2 aboard and them trailing 7-0. McGuire was a part of that Sooners 2022 College World Series season that saw Oklahoma reach the NCAA championship game in Omaha, Nebraska. The College World Series going on right now. The first 3 games that happened earlier on in the week, all being walk-offs. Saw North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The 1-2. McGuire not biting on that one, missing low and away to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grayson Schaefer on deck, Cashel Duggar to follow. No Trotter Boston in the lineup today for Wisconsin Rapids. Trotter made his first start at third yesterday, but the Tabor College Blue Jay, who has been fantastic to begin the campaign, gets this Sunday off. 2-2 the count. Degatti on first, Onati on second. McGuire rips this pitch into center field. Dabosky coming in. It's going to drop in front of him. Mason Onati will come in to score. It's an RBI single for Max McGuire. The Raptor fans in attendance letting out an ovation. They have scored for the first time in this series. It comes to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 7-1 Wisconsin Rapids, down by 6. Degatti stays put at second. That's a huge sigh of relief for the Raptors. It's been a rough last few games. And now Grayson Schaefer we'll get to hit with 2 on and 2 away. Not the overhead claps we've been getting for Schaefer as of late, but the Raptors trailing by 6. It's harder to get the fans and obviously the energy. The third hit of the ball game coming there for McGuire. The right-hander LeBeau set the first pitch to the Raptor third baseman, bounced in for ball 1. A chance to add some more. They still trail, but we're in the middle of this ball game. Plenty of time if they continue to chip away. Some finals in the Northwoods League. Shutout again in Kalamazoo. The Growlers downing the Pitt Spitters 5-0. Wausau up big at Port Arthur Stadium against the Thunder Bay Border Cats. It is 9-3 Woodchucks. 8 combined errors in that game. 3 from Wausau, 5 from Thunder Bay. The 1-0 to Schaefer misses up and away. It's 10-3 Battle Creek in the top of the ninth at MCCU Field, their home yard against the 3-15 Kokomo Jackrabbits. Top seven, the Madison Mallards have plated 15 runs for the second time in 3 days. They lead the Dock Spiders 15-2. They put up 18 hits against the Rafters on Friday, 19 against the Dock Spiders this afternoon. 4 combined errors in that game, 2 per team. The 2-0 to Schaefer swung on and missed. 7-2 at Capital Credit Union Park in the bottom of the seventh. Royal Oak double-digit hits on the Rockers on the road. 7-2, 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Leprechauns. 2 runs on 3 hits and an error for Green Bay. 2-1 here from LeBeau, leading off second. Degatti, McGuire on first, not being held. Fastball right down Broadway. It's called strike two. In Bismarck, 3-3 the score. The Stingers and the Larks, top seven, duking it out. 5-1 in Rockford. The Kenosha Kingfish leading the Rivets in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2, two away, two aboard. 7-1, the payoff coming here from LeBeau to Grayson Schaefer. He got him to chase down in the dirt, and he's down swinging. Schaefer down on strikes for the second time. Here this afternoon, they leave two on in the fifth, but they do score once on an RBI single up the middle from Max McGuire. We head to inning six here in Wisconsin Rapids. 7-1 the score in favor of the Chinooks. Noah Rodriguez will enter the fray for the Raptors in this top of the sixth inning. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Rodriguez into the ball game for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We enter the top of the sixth inning at 7-1 Lakeshore from historic Winterfield. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM, AM dials, at 97.5 or 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for listening to today's presentation of Rafter Baseball. Top of the order, due up for Lakeshore with Rodriguez towing the rubber out of the Rafter bullpen like he has done consistently all season long. This will be appearance 4 for Noah. He's got an ERA of a 1.5 in 6 innings thrown, a 1.17 whip. Last worked an inning against Green Bay. And that 7-5 loss on Wednesday allowed a run. It wasn't earned on 2 hits. No strikeouts, no walks, facing 5 Rocker hitters. First pitch to Prince Deposky is swung on and missed. Broski has been the man to look out for at the plate today for the visitors. his three plate appearances. He has reached in all of them. The 0-1 missing low and away. Reached on an error to begin the ballgame in the top of the first and later scored. Tripled and scored in the second. A two-run double to left center field back in inning three. 1-1 the count. The right-hander Rodriguez rocks and fires. He went around on that delivery, and agreeing with that is the crew chief down the first baseline, Drew Taylor on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Its account was 1-2 on that 90-mile-an-hour heater from Rodriguez. Three appearances for Noah. His first was a four-inning outing that he piggybacked off his collegiate teammate, Arnon Mulemekic. 1-2 breaking ball in on the hands, popped up on the infield. The right side, Mason Otinotti, the second baseman, gloves for the first out of the inning. Rodriguez and Mulemekic worked eight innings of one-run ball against the Bucks on Thursday, May 30th. Allowed two hits. Rodriguez surrendered the run, walked two, struck out five in the 18 Buck hitters he faced. Matt Hurd's line is done out of the pen for Wisconsin Rapids, the right-hander from North Georgia. 2 2/3 shutout innings against the Chinooks, not even allowing a hit. First pitch, fastball, pumped right in there from Rodriguez for a called strike. The left-handed hitting right fielder, Joey Narrett. Narrett reached on an error back in the first, later scored, had an infield single in the second, went down swinging back in the third. He fouls this one off the catcher, Cashel Duggar. Now nothing in two our count. Rodriguez's second appearance. The last Saturday in that 10-4 win against Madison. An inning in which he allowed a hit, no runs. Struck out two, facing five Mallard hitters. The 0-2 count. Rodriguez, his next delivery misses out in the left-handed batter's box. I mentioned this with Rodriguez, the Cliffside Park, New Jersey native. 17 total outings, made three starts at Siena in the 2024 spring. The 1-2 pitch, this one hit back up the middle. Rodriguez having to get out of the way of that one. It's into center field for a one-out single. Second hit for Narrett in this ballgame. He's aboard with one out in the sixth. No, Rodriguez, most appearances made by any Siena pitcher this past season. 2-3 record for the right-hander and exactly 42 innings pitched. Connor Hennings, the left fielder, he hit cleanup yesterday and was the DH for Lakeshore. Hennings reached three times in the ballgame yesterday, had a four-pitch walk in the first, two-run double in the third and later scored. He singled in the fourth as well. First pitch to him, hit on the ground, left side, McIntosh gloves. Glove flip the second one, Otinotti to first. That is a pretty double play turn by the Rafter middle infield. 6-4-3 to retire the side. Facing the minimum here in the sixth is Noah Rodriguez. We head to the home half of the frame. 7-1 the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Adam Switalski on the mound for the Lakeshore Chinooks. We enter the home half of inning six from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on Rafter Radio. Back with you, 97.5 FM, AM 1320. WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you so much for spending your Father's Day and Ag Day here with us at Winterfield. 7 runs on 8 hits and no errors for the visiting Chinooks. A run on 3 hits and 2 errors for your Rafters. Wisconsin Rapids entering today 7-11 through 18 games, a quarter of the way through the season. Lakeshore at 10-8. For the third time in this ballgame, the 6-7-8 spots are due up in the Rafter order. A left-handed hitting catcher from Castle Pines, Colorado, Cashel Duggar, to begin the frame. Adam Swatulski, the new right-hander on the mound for Lakeshore, fires a first-pitch ball on the outside corner. Arthur LeBeau's day is done. I'm looking at Swatulski, making now his third appearance of the season from Lipscomb. The 1-0 pitch misses low and away. He last worked against Green Bay in that 12-7 loss on June 9th. Picked up the loss in that one, an inning and a third thrown for Swatulski, allowing 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Did not walk a rocker hitter and struck out 1 in the 8 batters he faced. 2-0 to the left-handed hitting Duggar misses away. Swatulski's first outing of the summer came against the Rafters exactly 2 weeks ago on June 2nd at Moonlight Graham Field. The 3-0. Duggar taking all the way. It misses in the dirt for ball 4. Cashel Duggar draws a 4-pitch walk. He's aboard to begin this bottom half of the 6th. Swatulski in that outing against the Rafters 2 weeks ago in Mequon threw an inning and 2/3. Allowed 2 hits, no runs. Walked 1 and struck out 5 of the 8 Rafter hitters he faced. Walker Buchanan, 1-for-2 today, is the Jupiter, Florida native. First pitch to Buchanan, misses well outside. 5 straight balls thrown from Swatulski since entering. You have to imagine the Rafters are going to take until they see a strike from the right-hander. Talked about it in the game last night, but Buchanan's grandfather, John Havlicek, the Celtic legend, and the Boston Celtics currently up 3-1 in the NBA final. 3-1 pitch, 2-1 pitch, 1-0 pitch. And there for a called strike. I shouldn't have said the series lead. Getting that all confused with the count we have here. It is a ball and a strike on the Rafter designated hitter Buchanan. Singled back in the 2nd, flew out to center most recently in the 4th. Line completed for Arthur LeBeau. 32 pitches for the right-hander out of the Lakeshore pen. He threw an inning and a third, allowed 2 hits. 1 run, it was earned, walked 1, and struck out 4. A 1-1 breaking ball to Buchanan misses downstairs for ball 2. Noah Rodriguez facing the minimum, a nice inning-ending 6-4-3 double play turned by the Rafter middle infield. Kyler McIntosh glove-flipping it to Mason Onati at 2nd, who fired a bullet to 1st in time and received by Max McGuire. A 2-1. This is low for ball 3. Buchanan in the driver's seat here. The perfect hitters count at 3-1. As for the right-hander, Rodriguez threw just 9 pitches. In the top half of this frame. Both relievers prior to Rodriguez throwing 27 on the nose. The 3-1 misses up and away. A 5-pitch walk drawn by Buchanan. Back-to-back walks issued by Swatulski to begin this 6th inning. Trent Lyolis, the Newport Beach, California native, gets an opportunity to swing it with some runners on base. The Father's Day announcement here at Winter Field. Giving thanks to all the baseball dads and dads in attendance at the yard here this afternoon. It's time called by the catcher, Sam Hunt. He'll go talk it up with the right-hander, Swatulski, on the hill before facing the 8-hitter in the Rafter order, Trent Lyola. 4 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd. That's the scoring for Lakeshore so far this afternoon. The Rafters got the most recent run of the ballgame just an inning ago in the bottom of the 5th. On an RBI single from Max McGuire. That came with 2 outs in the frame as well. Runners leading off. Nobody holding him on the first pitch to Lyolis is in there for a called strike. Just the 2nd strike thrown by Swatulski since entering the ballgame in the beginning of this inning. For the Rafters, it went Paulson to Arnold to Hurd, and now Rodriguez, the most recent pitcher in the ballgame. They threw 5 last night and have tossed 4 so far here today. The 0-1, missing low and away, count evens the ball and a strike on the left fielder. The 2 two-way players on the Rafter roster are in the 8-9 spots today. Lyolis made one appearance on the mound for Northwestern this season after starting in 51 games in the field. Swinging away at the 1-1, shoots this one in the air the other way. Henning's giving chase out in left field to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Kyler McIntosh is 0-for-2 with a pair of punch-outs in this ballgame. The Raptor shortstop was the lone Raptor in the lineup with more than one base hit in the 9-0 loss an evening ago. Big pop of the walk-up song, Notorious B.I.G. for McIntosh's. He'll get a chance to flip the car to the top of the order with two on and one down. Witalski set, first base side of the rubber. Duggar dancing off second. The first pitch misses low to McIntosh for ball one. McIntosh pees on the back of his jersey. He was one of the very vocal guys in the locker room about all the jerseys, and these guys get the chance to buy out their own specialty jerseys this year. He said, I want the Mossy Oak, but I will be placing a bid on the agriculture uniform as well. The 1-0 to the Alabama State Hornet misses inside. Two balls and no strikes here on the right-handed hitting McIntosh. Mentioned it'll be these agriculture uniforms, the Mossy Oak, the all-white uniforms, which I'm sure be a lot of fun if laundry needs to be done on those. And then the USA threat. The 2-0. McIntosh taking all the way. It misses. Middle and down. Three balls, no strikes on that 88-mile-an-hour heater from the Lipscomb product, Adam Switalski. You have to imagine McIntosh taking all the way here. Duggar on second. Buchanan on first, the 3-0. That one misses downstairs for ball four. Third walk issued this inning from Switalski, the second on four pitches. Duggar to third, Buchanan on second, back to the top of the order with bases juiced and one away for Owen McElfatrick. Trevor Cho out of the Lakeshore dugout, and it appears Switalski will only get to face four batters in this afternoon's ballgame. A call to the pen here for Lakeshore. Top of the order looming for your Raptors. 7-1 the score. We'll be back from Winterfield in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
First left-hander used in this ballgame for Trevor Cho in the Lakeshore Chinooks. It is the southpaw, Tayton Heron. Heron from West Bend, Wisconsin, and the College of Lake County, the 6-foot freshman, inherits the bases loaded after Adam Switalski, the right-handed reliever from Lipscomb, walked three of the four batters he faced in this inning. Trevor Cho saw enough and made a move to the bullpen. Heron gets the top of the Raptor order. Owen McElfatrick to face the left-hander. First pitch to McElpatrick. In on the ground, left side. That's through the hole into left field for a base hit. One run scores. Buchanan held at third. The Raptors go station to station. It's Owen McElpatrick's first RBI in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Lefty-on-lefty battle here. Mason Onati against Heron. Duggar touches home. Buchanan to third. McIntosh to second. Onati 1-for-1 in 3 plate appearances today. Drew a 4-pitch walk in the first, a 6-pitch walk to lead off the third, an infield single, and scored the first run of the ballgame for the Raptors just an inning ago in the bottom of inning number 5. Heron set the first pitch to Onati, a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Tate and Heron, 4 games appeared in, 7 and a third innings pitched, 5 hits allowed, 2 runs, both earned, has walked 3 and struck out 8. He's got a 2.45 earned run average and a 1.09 whip. Most recently worked 2 2/3 innings just a few days ago on the 13th in that 4-1 win at home against Royal Oak. The 0-1 to Onati. This is low and away to even the count at a ball and a strike. In those 2 2/3 innings against the Leprechauns, Heron allowed 3 hits. The run that he allowed was earned. No walks, 2 strikeouts. He faced 10 hitters. And that 3-run win at Moonlight Graham Field for the Chinooks. 1-1 the count, bases full of Raptors, the next delivery. Onati swinging away, taps this one on the ground, foul down the first base line. Jorge Degatti on deck, and you know Jorge, who sees left-handers extremely well, licking his chops at the thought of getting to face Heron with multiple runners on base. Degatti represents the tying run in this game in the on-deck circle. But Onati in the hole here at a ball and 2 strikes in his fourth trip to the plate here this afternoon. The 1-2. That one. This is down in the dirt, blocked by Hunt. Onati laying off. Count evens 2-2. The most productive inning the Raptors have had. Granted, it's come off them taking their walks, but they've been patient. And it's paid off. And Owen McElpatrick, RBI single to left field, puts him at first base. The 2-2 from Heron looks back at second, nobody holding the runners. This is well outside in the right-handed batter's box. Mason Onati has worked a full count. With just one out, the runners will not be going on the pitch, but there's nowhere to put Onati if you're the left-hander, Tate and Heron. No action in the Lakeshore bullpen. This is his inning for the foreseeable future. 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the visitors, 2 runs on 4 hits, and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-2. That one misses up and out for ball 4. Mason Onati draws his 3rd walk of the ballgame, and it brings in the 3rd one run for Wisconsin Rapids. It is 7-3. Buchanan to touch home. McIntosh on 3rd. McElpatrick to 2nd. A 2-run inning for the Raptors. It'll bring up their 7th hitter of the inning from the 3 spot, Jorge Degatti. Degatti drew a 4-pitch walk in his last plate appearance just an inning ago in the 5th. He is 0-for-2 today. First time facing a lefty in this one. The first pitch to Degatti is a breaking ball missing away. Max McGuire on deck. Then it's Grayson Schaefer. 3 straight right-handed bats here for the Raptors, all with a lot of thump in their bats. The tying run at the plate, and Degatti, the 1-0, hits this one on a line. That's into left field for a base hit. One run into score, getting the wave around from third is McElpatrick. The throw to the plate, not in time. It's a 2-run single for Jorge Degatti, and we got a 2-run ball game in Wisconsin Rapids. Going to second is Onati. That's a big swing of the bat here for Degatti, and Max McGuire gets a chance to do more damage to Chinook pitching. The loudest this crowd has been this afternoon. 5th hit of the ball game for the Raptors is their 3rd knock of the inning. The go-ahead run is McGuire in the box in this bottom of the 6th. A 4 spot so far for the Raptors. First pitch. Breaking ball from Heron, swung on and missed. Max eager at that delivery, and he fans. Schaefer in the on-deck circle would be the 9th hitter of the inning to step into the batter's box for Wisconsin Rapids. To follow him with his shin guards on right outside the Raptor dugout right now is Cashel Duggar, who led off the inning by drawing a 4-pitch walk and later scored. 0-1 the count. Degatti, a healthy leadoff first. Ohnati off second, not being held. The 0-1 ripped in the air, left field. That's going to fall in front for a base hit. It gets by the left fielder, Hennings. Ohnati's in to score. Degatti the third. The throw into second is not made. It is a one-run ball game, and the go-ahead run is on second base. We'll see how it's scored. It should go down as an RBI double for McGuire. It got under the glove of Hennings, but I don't think it ever made contact. Grayson Schaefer now. Infield in for Lakeshore. I always take my pause during his walk-up song to put my head outside the press window here and get our claps in for the stroke by Billy Squire. Right-handed hitting, Schaefer's in the first pitch, misses upstairs for ball one. Looking at the play-by-play here in the bottom of the sixth. With McGuire on second. How about this? The Raptors enter this inning trailing by six. They put up a five spot, the 1-0. Breaking ball working its way from the outer edge to the middle of the plate, evens the count at 1-1. Two runners in scoring position. It's 7-6 Lakeshore. The Chinooks led it 7-0 at one point after the third inning. Raptors bring in a five-game losing streak into this contest, and some life has been inserted here to Witter Field. The 1-1. Schaefer takes low and inside, blocked by the catcher Hunt. It's now two balls and a strike on the Boise, Idaho native. 74 on that breaking ball. Still waiting on the official scoring there for McGuire. If he advanced to second on that error, we'll see what it's put down as here at Witter Field. Got Alex Sizemore, our field guy and official scorer, down in the grandstands taking care of that. 2-1 the count on Schaefer. Heron set the next pitch. Hits this one hard on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes, two runners in scoring position, still just one away. There's a high chance the Raptors send 10 to the plate at this inning at the very least. Jorge Degatti is on third base after a two-run single. Made it just a two-run ball game. The energy picking up here at Witter Field for the 2-2. Here it comes from Heron. That one bounced in for ball three. Schaefer has worked a full count in his fourth trip to the plate here today. Grayson's 0-for-3, a pair of punch-outs in the first and most recently in the fifth inning. In between that, a fly-out to Prince Dubosky in center field back in the third. The only out in this inning, a fly-out to left with two on by Trent Lyolis. It'll go down as a double for McGuire officially. An RBI double for Max, his second hit of the ballgame. The 3-2 coming to Schaefer. Taps this one foul. A fantastic quality plate appearance worked here by Schaefer out of the five spot in the Rafter order. The catcher and leadoff hitter of this inning, Cashel Duggar, waiting patiently in the on-deck circle. It'll be Cashel's first look at the southpaw Heron. Adam Swatowski came out of the bullpen and began this inning for Lakeshore, issuing three walks in the four batters he faced on 16 pitches. It all leads to here. 3-2, one out, second and third, 7-6 Lakeshore. The next 3-2 from Heron. That one low and away for ball four. A seven-pitch walk drawn by Schaefer. He's aboard for the first time today. The bags are juiced yet again in this frame. Schaefer on first, McGuire on second, Degatti on third. And it is Cashel Duggar, a lefty-on-lefty matchup here for the left-hander on the hill, Tayton Heron. Walker Buchanan as well now getting on deck, doing a couple hops in the on-deck circle. He's chomping at the bit as well. Raptors are seeing the ball really well in this inning, a five-run frame. Heron set the first pitch to Duggar. Breaking ball on the outside corner. It's called a strike. Inning began with Duggar taking a four-pitch walk. Buchanan followed suit by drawing a walk on five pitches. Lyolis flew out to left. McIntosh walked on four pitches to load the bases. From there, an RBI single from McElfatrick made it 7-2. Ohnati walked and brought in the third run of the game to make it 7-3. The 0-1 to Duggar. That one misses low to even the count at a ball and a strike. After Onati, Jorge Degatti's base hit to left field made it 7-5, and Max McGuire taking one to left as well, getting under the glove of the left fielder Hennings, but never touched it. So it goes down as an RBI double for Max as the sixth hit of the day for Wisconsin Rapids. 7-6, bases loaded, 1-1 count, one out, bottom six. The next pitch from Heron. Breaking ball right down the chute. It's 1-2. Duggar turned in on that delivery. It worked from the inner third to the heart of the plate. He'll have to battle here down 1-2. Aaron set, 4 on the pitch clock. His two-strike pitch. That one bounces away and gets past the catcher Hunt. Coming home to Gotti. The throw to the plate is not made. We are tied at 7. Jorge Degatti slides in safely. McGuire to third. Schaefer to second. It is a 6-run bottom of the sixth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. How about that? A costly time for a ball to get away from Hunt. And the Rafters take advantage. Count evens 2-2. Infield in for the Chinooks. Aaron gets his signs from Hunt and comes set. The 2-2. Swinging away is Duggar, skying that one in the air down the left field line. That'll escape the Rafter bullpen. That got stuck up in the light pole and fell straight down in the Rafter pen. You don't see that every day. Probably couldn't do that again if he tried. More action in the Chinook bullpen. Sydney Ferry's just walking around the left field line of the Rafter pen to retrieve that foul ball. Noah Rodriguez will toe the rubber again in the seventh. The 2-2 yet again. That breaking ball misses away. A keen eye from Duggar. He's drawn a full count. The energy is more than alive here in Wisconsin Rapids. One heck of a comeback. Rafters don't want to be done yet, though. The 3-2. That one misses low and away for ball four. Cashel Duggar draws his second walk of the inning, and the bases are loaded yet again with one out. It'll bring up Walker Buchanan. Left-hander throwing down the line will be Alex Redmond from the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. Sixth pitch walk drawn by Duggar. Here is Walker Buchanan with the bases loaded. In a tie ball game, hitting from the right side, the first pitch to the Virginia Cavaliers, swinging away on that breaking ball. It's fouled away down the third base line. Buchanan walked on 5 pitches earlier on in the inning and later scored. His alone hit of the ball game was a single, and it was the first hit for the Rafters in the home half of the second. Loyolis on deck, McIntosh to follow. We've entered the bottom third of the Rafter order. 7 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors for the Rafters, 7 runs on 8 hits, and no errors for the Chinooks. Aaron, prior to the 0-1, steps off. Will disengage and gather himself yet again before this next 0-1 pitch. Out on first is Duggar, Schaefer on second, Max McGuire on third. Corners in, middle's back. The 0-1 misses away. Rafters keeping it loose like they've had been doing during this 5-game losing streak. The only way you really can take it. They were down 7-0 in this game. They lost last night's game 9-0. They've tied it at 7 here in the sixth as the 1-1 pitch is bounced in from Heron. Now 2 balls and a strike. Rafters have come through with clutch hitting. Talk about McElfatrick's RBI knock, Degatti and McGuire as well, but they've been patient, have taken their walks. There's nothing they can do if these Lakeshore pitchers can't throw strikes. They've been patient, they've gotten ahead in counts, and that's also allowed these RBI knocks to come through by sitting consistently on the fastball. The 2-1. Buchanan cranks this one in the air, deep left center field. Dabowski back at the track near the wall. The park's going to hold this one in. Tagging is Degatti. He's going to come in to score, and Wisconsin Rapids has their first lead of the ball game. It is 8-7 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Buchanan just missed a grand slam, but I think he'll be all right with giving his team the lead regardless. Should say Max McGuire coming in to score. Trevor Cho out of the dugout. We'll get another mid-inning pitching change for Lakeshore. Runners on first and second, still two down in the sixth. It is a seven spot for the Raptors, and they're not done. We'll be back in a couple minutes from Winter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say
new pitcher in the ball game for the Chinooks is left-hander Alex Redman. We have a pinch hitter in the ball game. 8-7, bottom six. The Raptors have put up seven in this frame off Chinook pitching. Jake Beauchesne, the left fielder from Saddleback. And San Clemente, California, will step in the spot of Trent Loyola. Sandy Ackerman, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR as the 1-0 pitch from the left-hander Redman from Elm Grove, Wisconsin, and the Division III University of Wisconsin lacrosse is called a strike. He also last worked in that 12-7 loss to Green Bay on June 9th, did Redman. Two-thirds of an inning pitch, three hits allowed, four runs as the 1-1 to Beauchesne hit in the air down the first baseline. Schwalbach giving chase. That'll get out of play. One walk, no punch out, six batters faced at home against Green Bay for the left-hander. In three appearances this year in 3 2/3 innings, Redman has surrendered seven runs on nine hits, two walks, three punch-outs, and he's faced 22 hitters in this 2024 Northwoods League season. This is the 11th batter the Raptors have sent to the plate this inning, the 1-2, missing away, 2-2 on Beauchesne. Trent Loyolas was 0-3. He had an at-bat in this inning. He created one of the two outs for the Raptors by flying out to left field with two on and nobody out. Beauchesne, though, it's assumed the outfielder will make the straight swap into left as well. The 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball missing low and away out in front, blocked by the catcher Hunt. The two runners on base will retreat to their respective bags. Duggar on first, Schaefer on second. 3-2, two outs. The runners will be going on the pitch here from Redmond. Adam Switalski, the right-hander who started this